This is HNN.
Good evening. This is HNN, the Holotable News Network. It's your not even remotely close to around-the-clock Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes news, reactions, reviews, theory crafting, and more source. I am Pico Brady, your host, and today I am joined by my special new co-host, the degenerate Celiac Saros.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Being a degenerate.
Yeah. I learned something today.
Oh, okay.
I learned two things today. First of all, as I shared with you on Discord, I learned how a dishwasher works at 8 o'clock in the morning as I was trying to get it fixed.
That's too early.
But I noticed that when you pull a dishwasher out from under the counter and you flip it over to drain it, it looks a lot like Gonky. Was Gonky their dishwasher?
Maybe. Was that what they were modeled after?
I don't know. You know, I know they claim it's a power droid, but I think he's also got probably a pretty nice like rinse cycle inside of that thing.
He was like the dish boy in another life. Oh man.
Yeah.
Poor Gonky. Yeah. Yeah, that is way too early. I could not.
It went down last night. I thought I had it fixed. It started back up, and it's one of those cases. I'm going out of town for the next 3 days, and it was just I can't leave that for the family. It is a case that I would just feel terrible with everything else going on. It's like, by the way, good luck getting that thing fixed. So yeah. But I got it working, so I have a future in if this podcasting thing doesn't work out, you know, because we haven't heard from those folks at HelloFresh. You know, maybe we can start doing some advertisements for LG service centers, because I am probably now an LG dishwasher service tech.
Yeah, exactly. I was telling you, like, our dishwasher is super stupid. It's just never ever buy it. It came with the house. I'm going to preface this with that, because I did not pick it, but like the food drain thing, you know, the thing you just like take out with your hands and clean off and rinse and you're all good. It's drilled in with 11 screws. I'm like, this is the most idiotic, and it's so difficult to access because it's the size of like the spinny propeller rinse thing.
Yeah.
So to get to it is absolutely ridiculous. And I'm just going to say it, I definitely drilled a hole through it the other day when I was trying to put it back together, because I slipped because of the propeller thing. Anyway,
if it makes you feel better, as I am, again, it feels like on a weekly basis yelling at everyone in my family that they need to rinse their dishes before they go in. So what happened didn't happen. Literally, my wife, both of my children, the dog and the cat all stare at me like, oh, look at the crazy man yelling at us again for no apparent reason. So
your dog is like, I'll do a better job for sure.
We have absolutely found him standing on the closed dishwasher door licking plates. So yes, he would do a much better job of that. So Oh, well.
But moving on to stoves. No.
Next.
Yeah. Next major appliance malfunction. Galaxy of Heroes.
Yeah. I heard that's a cool new game. Are you playing it?
Yeah, Galaxy of Heroes version 2. we got a kit reveal on a Monday.
Yeah. Threw my whole week off.
They are drunk. 2024 is the year of CG being just like, whatever, it's fine. They're like stumbling home, holding their shoes in their hand. Yeah.
We heard you like consistency. Hold my beer.
Yeah. yeah, that was, I mean, it worked out good for us. Because
it did.
Record.
It did. We were messaging on Monday whether we were going to be able to squeeze this in or not, because it just, my week this week is terrible. And it's like, well, if we get some news on Tuesday and showed up on Monday, I'm like, great, we can actually like plan in advance.
Right?
You know,
so yeah, we've got another Gungan. And another bug reversal.
And I don't know if you saw, we got an acknowledgement of a problem.
Oh yeah, I did see that. That just happened right now.
Yep.
I never thought 2024 would also be the year, like, Not only is CG, maybe it's because CG's drunk. They're just like throwing everything out willy-nilly and, nothing's really consistent. Or they're also like, hey, bug reversal.
Yeah, bug reversal. You know
New
what?
technical term.
Fastest way to fix this problem is to put the old problem back. And that's what we're gonna do here. So yeah. Way to go, Saji.
Yeah. Good job. Where do you want to start?
Do we start with this new kit?
I guess. I haven't read it. Did you read it? I didn't read it.
I skimmed it, and I again it didn't fit my Monday routine,
It
so
didn't.
I didn't get into it. I was surprised we got the other named Gungan.
Oh,
Because the
okay.
other two
Like
is like
this
we've got
guy.
like yeah, we've just got like Gungan Warrior and Gungan, I don't know, other warrior. I don't know what they're
Right.
called, but yeah, we got an actual character from the movie, not something that CG just, you know. By the way, when CG creates characters, they're typically nuts. So I am not upset that they're creating the Phalanx and whatever the other one is. Like they're probably gonna be like, it instant kills everybody with one move. That's great.
Yeah, you're like, great, thank you.
Yeah,
Need the
we'll do
team
that. We'll take that.
now. Oh, okay. Territory Battle Omicron.
Yeah. But I don't think
Interesting.
it's that great.
Okay, I didn't look
I
at it.
re I've gotten to the point now with kids that I will, if I, especially I know we're going to do a show, I will go read the Omicron just to see what that looks like. And then, and I'm not overly convinced.
You're not sold on it? Okay.
Yeah.
Fair. So we should be getting him this week, is that right?
Yes. I would imagine it patches in tomorrow and goes live on Thursday, would be my guess.
And it's gonna have the same new marquee style that Boss Nass had,
Yes.
where we can play it every day and do all that fun stuff.
And in my head hurts when someone tries to explain to me whether it's better or worse than the old system. I can't do it. I
I
think I
gotta
finally figured out why
say,
it's broken.
like the new marquee structure.
Yeah.
You think it's
Actually,
broken?
I think I've no, I think I figured out why it's broken my brain.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about that coming up.
Okay. Cool. Then
Yeah.
I won't
Yeah.
ask about it till later.
Yeah. actually, our show notes are, if you need me to explain the math, I'm going to talk about something else. That was actually in our show notes when it comes down to the new marquee, but I think I've figured some of where my head hurts around
I'm not going to explain the math.
it.
So we'll just go with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But okay. Shall we just hop into his kit?
Let's hop into it. Let's hop in.
Do you want to read it? Do you want me to read it?
You can read it.
Okay. So Captain Tarpals. He is light side attacker Gungan. Pretty straightforward. Needed at Relic 5 for, I think they're all going to be Relic 5
They're
for
all
Jar
Relic
Jar.
5.
That's going to be, oh, I should say before we even get in, because this was in the little Q&A, which is, by the way, so weird that there's a Q&A before it even goes live, but whatever. They do basically tell us that there's going to be galactic challenges that have Gungan modifiers. So, get ready for that, which also shouldn't come as any surprise. If we're getting GCs, we're going to get conquest feats. Don't be shocked.
What they did say, though, is they said that the Galactic Challenges would come around Jar Jar's release,
Right.
which makes me believe that they're going to push them out a little bit. It's like, not we're going to see them next week because we've got two, but we've also been wrong about that in the past.
I mean, I think that makes sense because I feel like if we're going to get a Gungan GC, they're probably going to be like, use a full Gungan
Yeah.
team. And
Yeah.
obviously, we can't do that yet. So that
But
being
by the way,
said,
real quick, I read this on Reddit. I hate that phrase, but someone said every time I see his name, I read it as carpal tunnels.
yeah, me
So
too.
now I can't unsee that whenever I look at that. So
Yeah, carpal tunnel, he's
carpal
here.
tunnel. Yep. Old wristy.
Comes for us all eventually. Okay, so basic ability is Hey Yusa, deal physical damage to target enemy and shock them for one turn. If the target enemy had any buffs, dispel them and deal damage an additional time. Gungan allies gain advantage for 2 turns.
Not bad.
It's not bad. Pretty straightforward. Okay, so special one, ouch time, cooldown of 4. Deal true damage to all enemies, dealing 10% more damage per debuffed enemy. Remove 10% turn meter from all enemies. Enemies without debuffs are staggered for 1 turn. Separatist enemies without debuffs are stunned for 1 turn, which can't be resisted. Remove 2 stacks of recharge from allied shield generator. This ability can't be evaded.
So, in theory, you would be doing 50% more true damage.
Hurt, yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of silly.
Right? Per debuffed enemy. Yeah. I mean, if you have a summon, you could do 60.
That's kind of nuts. That seems like we typically don't get increased damage on true damage abilities.
No, this is weird.
Yeah.
I'm also curious. So, separatist enemies without debuffs are stunned. Will they also be staggered? Because it just says enemies without debuffs are staggered, and then separatist enemies without debuffs are stunned.
I think that they would be stunned and stacked. Well, but why? What's the so well, I guess the advantage is staggered. You have to hit them again to remove to cancel their turn.
Yeah.
With stunned, they'll just lose a turn.
Right.
But staggered doesn't. If they're staggered and then I guess if they're stunned, there's no advantage to putting stagger back on top of them unless you timed it so that the stun wears off. No, because if it's only for 1 turn, yeah, I don't.
Right, because it's only for 1 turn, so they would wear off at the same time.
I don't
I
know.
guess it doesn't really matter then if it's only for
This would
1 turn.
be a great frequently asked question that they should have done on
Yeah.
Monday.
Yeah. Okay, for future reference, Meathead.
But by the way, the animation on that one is great. It is
Yeah,
awesome.
it is. Okay, special two, no giving up. Deal physical damage to target enemy, dealing 10% more damage per debuff on them, and call target other ally to assist. Gungan allies gain critical damage up for 1 turn and recover 25% protection. Inflict marked on the target enemy for 1 turn if they don't already have it. If the target enemy is a separatist, also inflict the enemy leader with marked for 2 turns, which can't be dispelled, evaded, or resisted.
That's kind of cool.
So, target enemy gets marked for 1 turn. If they're a separatist, though, then the leader gets marked for 2 turns.
So the separatist team that matters right now is Trench, right?
Right.
Like all of this has to be building to beat Trench in places.
Right? That's what you would think.
Unless we're gonna get a double secret separatist character at a later date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Just not sure Trench needs that much, but we'll see. He
Yeah.
doesn't seem like a character we need to build a kit for, you know, or kit to counter.
Right, unless something else is coming. Okay. All right. Okay, so his unique, which looks like, okay, so he only has one unique. It's a Zeta and an Omicron. Misa Tink of something. At the start of battle, Captain Tarpals loses 75% max health and gains that much max protection whenever carpal tunnels.
That wasn't even on purpose. That's
was
awesome.
not even on purpose. It just happened. So whenever carpal tunnel attacks at a turn,
Awesome. So great.
it's never gonna go away. Ah, oh, man. Whenever he attacks out of turn, deal bonus true damage equal to 5% of his max protection, which can't be evaded, and he and the weakest other Gungan ally recover 10% protection. Whenever Captain Tarpals scores a critical hit, Remove one stack of recharge from allied shield generator. Gungan allies gain 5% defense penetration for one turn stacking for each stack of recharge removed from the allied shield generator. Okay. Captain Tarpals gains 1% turn meter whenever an enemy is inflicted with a debuff. Interesting. Whenever a debuffed enemy attacks,
Sharp Parples.
Whenever a debuffed enemy attacks him, he counterattacks. If there is an active allied shield generator, at the start of Captain Tarpal's turn, dispel all debuffs on himself. Cool. Ignore taunt.
Which
and
is
when
nice.
yeah and whenever he attacks out of turn, inflict buff immunity for one turn. Okay.
So you can ignore taunt
yep
to put
mark
target on something, as well as then target the leader for two turns as well.
Good point.
That was the big thing when I read that he was able to put target on something.
Yeah.
Or mark, excuse me, marked on something. Was he going to have a way to avoid to ignore taunt?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the big thing. Okay, so then his Omicron, like I said earlier, territory battles. At the start of each encounter, which, reminder for those who don't remember, an encounter is a wave in TB. So at the start of every wave, Carpal Tunnel gains 20% offense for each active Gungan ally. Oh.
He's
And
going to hit
all,
really hard.
yeah, and all Gungan allies gain crit damage up for two turns and 100% max protection until the end of the encounter. Ooh.
So he converts 75% of his health into max protection.
Yep.
And is that another 100% max protection on top of that?
That's how I'm reading it.
Okay.
Because usually the Omicron is like stacked on top of the beginning of the ability.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm reading it that way. Plus it's at the start of each encounter. So each wave you're gonna
So wave
have.
two, it's gonna bump you out. Yep.
Yeah. At the start of each Gungan ally's turn, they remove one stack of recharge from the allied shield generator. The first time each Gungan ally falls below 50% health, they recover 100% health and protection. At the start of Captain Tarpal's turn, if he has more than 50% max protection, all Gungans gain offense up for two turns. Otherwise, they gain defense up for two turns. Okay. Whenever a Gungan ally is dazed or stunned, they dispel it, reset their cooldowns, and gain a bonus turn. Whenever Captain Tarpal scores a critical hit, add a stack of plasma shielding to the allied shield generator. Okay.
So remove one stack. So each Gungan ally removes a stack
of
at the start of their
recharge.
turn of recharge,
Mm-hmm.
As a stack. Oh, of shielding to, okay. So shielding is
the thing that keeps
shielding
you
is at
alive.
10 and it works its way down, and when it's gone, it's gone. Okay.
Yeah. That's cool. I like that. But
yeah.
That's only in TB. So
yep.
There's still no way to do that outside of TB as of right now.
Correct. Yep. And you want recharge to actually work its way down faster, because that heals everyone back up when you bring that, or it gives them max protection back at the end of it.
Yeah.
I still, again, we're two of the five characters in at this point, and I really don't see anything that I think generates a lot of turn meter.
Right.
Which has me, because I lost a Bo-Katan fight yesterday, which is, we're talking about now. I love the fact that it takes days off, because I realized yesterday in one of the stupid missions where they give you the little lock triangle buff when you get
Oh,
three, your leader dies.
yeah.
Yet there's a lot of days in that. And if the wrong character gets dazed on your team, it's just over for you, because you can't generate enough turns to get out of it. So
yep.
I like that now. I didn't maybe when I read this originally yesterday. So
fair. I mean, it sounds like an interesting Omicron. I like it. I don't know if it's going to be necessary.
Yeah.
But I like it.
We're already at a point that there are more Omicrons than teams in territory battles.
Yes.
Especially light side. It's
Yeah.
impossible to run all of the light side, even moving some of them over to the neutral path for all of those Omicrons. So I just yeah, it seems optional.
Yeah, I agree. So I guess don't worry about applying it yet. Okay, so that's his kit.
So we were having a conversation today, I think, in our guild Discord about the need for health mods right now because Bane wants them. When you look at Boss Nass, again, I'm guessing that all of these Gungans are going to have the convert 25% of your max health into protection. But I'm still not convinced that all health sets with health or protection primaries are the way to go.
No, I think it's gonna be a mixture.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna see, like, we're probably gonna want, I'm gonna guess one of them's gonna want like a speed set.
Yep.
I could even see like maybe an offense set.
I'm wondering if the answer doesn't turn into like for Boss Nass because he's a support character and typically he's got like that turn meter mech. Actually, yeah, take that back. He does have that 25% turn meter, pulls 25% turn meter off the enemy. You may want him with a health set with, I'm sorry, the speed set with health or protection primaries. And I always get confused with max protection. Do you want to start with protection and bump it? So I'm still a little confused on some of those, but I just wonder if it's going to be a case that we're going to end up, like he looks like he does a ton of damage. Do I want him in an all offense set, but do I want health or protection primaries on him to kind of bump those stats up on that? And rather than somehow coming up with what five times six, so 30, health mods with, another 24 health primaries and things like that. So.
Yeah, and having to farm all of that. I also wonder if we're gonna see like different builds.
Yeah.
Kind of how like, Kat had like the health build or she had an
Yep.
offense build, like that sort of thing. I think that could be a thing that ends up happening. So
Yeah, I do think, especially with his kit being so heavy on debuffs, and I looked at Boss Nass today. He's got a bunch of debuffs in his kit as well. I think he converts potency into damage, if I remember correctly.
he does convert potency into something. I remember
Yeah.
that. I can't remember
So
what it is, but
it
yes.
feels like you want to get potency into his kit, and I just don't think that potency secondaries tend to,
Do enough.
outside of speed, I find it so hard to count on secondary
Me
stats.
too. Me too.
So it's almost like the other ones kind of come along underneath it. So it's got to be primary or sets, I think are really kind of the way to look at it. So yeah.
Yeah. So we'll get them this week.
We will.
And then I guess is it's two more and Jar Jar is the fifth,
Correct.
correct?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So if they do it every 2 weeks, we could have all four of them in like a month.
The question is, do we get another kit in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Or do we get a pause or something inserted in the middle of it?
I wonder if they just like do a pause because we've got the new conquest coming, which means we'll get the Amidala kit.
Yep.
And they might view that as like, oh, well, here's your kit kind of thing
Yeah.
and do a break. So
Yeah, I guess we get a kit in a week.
a week, we'll get another kit.
Oh man, new Conquest comes out while I'm on vacation. That's just stupid.
Does it really?
Yeah. CG's the
That's
worst.
less fun. At least it's
Not
not
calling me and
Christmas.
asking what my schedule looks like. How dare they?
Okay, so that is him.
Yep.
The other news was the Leia bug reversal, which is just humorous to me. So they had this, for those who aren't aware, you could take Leia into the speeder bike raid, and if you didn't have her ultimate ability, you could use it no matter what. It didn't matter if you had it or not. then they change that and they're like, nope, we fixed it so that now you have to have her ultimate ability to use it in the raid. That apparently is what broke the Galactic Legend
Yeah.
journeys. So to fix that, they reversed that. So you can still use Leia without her ultimate and have her ultimate available in the raid, and your Galactic Legend journey things are working now again.
So I don't care that her, if you don't have her ultimate, it's available
Me
in the
neither.
raid.
Me neither.
Yes, you're going to get a 2.7 million score. Great. More power to you. Let's take as many resources as possible. I just want to know, like, I want someone to walk me through the flow chart of how the change in the raid makes
Yeah.
its way all the way over to here.
I want to know that too.
And every time, like, I've actually had someone be like take me through like a software thing like that, and you find out like no, like we wrote this one little thing here and we called it like in all of these spots and we fixed it and it broke because like and I always find it like so stupidly interesting when that happens. It's like one of those like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. How do we fix that? Well, we take a year and we refactor everything, so we're not going to, we're just gonna let this raid die, you know.
Yep. We'll just leave it. Yeah. I just find that it's really funny right now that they are fixing these bugs and the bug fixes are creating more bugs. So they have to unfix the bugs. It's just really entertaining me, which sounds really mean of me, but whatever.
Look, you've got to find joy in life. That's
Like,
the secret to anything.
and I'm sure it's because the code is probably just completely messed up now after 8 years. God knows how many coders were like, revolving door through the office there, if whether it is a revolving door or not, but we know that there's been turnover. So I can just imagine how messy it is on the back end. But
So I'm gonna share a quick little work story about that, because it's funny. This is not a US-based company that I'm gonna talk about,
okay.
which is incredibly relevant. So I am not talking about any of my competitors right now. But there is a company that we compete against internationally. They make a similar product to that we do that was accused of stealing our code. And the
Oh.
reason that we knew that they stole our code is because they implemented it with the bugs that we hadn't fixed for 15 years. Like it was a case like we started like tearing apart. I'm like, oh yeah, we just like that's been there for 15 years. We just never fixed it. So yeah, it was like, how do you know they stole it? Because they put our bugs in.
Yeah.
So I
They just
love that
copy
story.
pasted.
Yes, I love that story.
Oh man. That's fantastic.
If you think you know who that company is, feel free to DM me and I will tell you if you're accurate or not, but I will not be talking about it in a public forum whatsoever. So yeah.
And then they did put out a post just now talking about a GAC leaderboard investigation.
Yes.
Do you know what this is?
So it is. So I think this is, and this was kind of like the big trend in the content creator space in like the last 2 weeks, is like, when is CG going to acknowledge the bug with the people that are being shoved to the top of
Right.
Kyber One? They're just like, yeah, we know about it. We're not going to do anything. You know, like we'll get to it when we get to it.
You know what will happen? Those people will fall.
Yes.
They'll plummet like a stone. They'll plummet how I plummet when 3v3 rolls around.
This is a self-solving problem. And by the way, the rewards they get for not winning a match for 3 months are better than the rewards they were getting when they weren't doing anything. So, yeah.
Exactly. Honestly, I would rather them. I know it's an irritating thing, but I would rather them fix something else than
Yeah.
worry about that. It's gonna solve itself, like you said. And if you're facing one of them, it doesn't matter because you'll probably beat them.
The only thing I think is kind of garbage about it is that I have not seen one of them yet. When
I
is my
haven't either.
chance to punch one of the kids that can't defend themselves?
I'm waiting for them to fall a bit further because I'm way down. So when they hit Kyber 2, I'll be waiting. And I did want to put a PSA out there because they haven't put a post out about this, but it is out there that Bo is coming back March 10th.
Now, did I hear someone say that that is exactly 30 days from the last time as well?
Yes.
Okay.
So
Okay.
she was December 21st,
Yep.
January 21st, February 10th, and now March 10th.
March 10th.
Which
So
makes you wonder what's going to happen for April.
I wonder if that short little 2 week window between them was to get her into the place on the calendar that they wanted her to be on the calendar.
Ooh, maybe.
You know,
I mean that.
maybe this is the targeted time frame when they want her to come back, because all the other ones come back on relatively within 24 hours of kind of the date where they are on a month over month basis. So,
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there was anything. I mean, personally, I don't know. I don't know what their inner workings are. The 21st didn't seem to have an issue with anything else going on
yeah.
in game, but they obviously, maybe they needed her there because of how they want it to roll out with Mandalore. I
Yeah.
don't know, but she's coming back March 10th. So if you're planning to be ready, be ready.
So March 10th would be, well, so this is interesting. March 10th is the last date of this current territory battle, because the 11th is Monday, and the event runs for 4 days.
I think it's three.
So maybe the goal is to put this at the end of territory battles, and maybe we're going to see, maybe we're 2 weeks away from the next rise of the, or the next planet being added to Rise of the Empire.
Ooh, it is interesting, actually, to me that it is March 10th and that's a Sunday because I
Yeah.
believe the last times they were Fridays. I want to say.
Yeah. Well, remember we lost 2 days in February.
Yeah.
February is 2 days shorter, so that's, well,
Right.
no, that would have been, that should have been it. The 10th should have been the same day both months.
Okay. No, sorry. Okay. So December 21st was a Thursday. So that
Okay.
doesn't even matter. January 21st was a Sunday. February 10th was a Saturday. And
Okay.
then March 10th, obviously Sunday.
Yeah, well, that's right,
So,
because it was leap day. That's right. We
yeah.
gained a day.
So, kind of all over the place, but roughly weekend-ish.
Yep.
I do think we're gonna get Mandalore pretty soon.
I think in the next 30 days,
Yeah.
I do think probably 2 weeks would be my guess.
Crazy.
Because this would be the third time the event ran. If you skip the double week, or the ones that were 2 weeks apart from each other,
Okay, yep.
this is technically the third month that she's been there. We've seen her 4 times at this point, though.
Yeah, exactly. This will be the fourth time she comes back.
Yeah.
So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And no sign of Jedi Cal.
Who?
Yeah, I don't know. Some guy. Ian Gallagher.
Yeah. Gingers are invisible. I mean, he's probably back, just no one has been able to see him yet.
poor kid. Okay, what do you think your big topic? What's your that's no moon? Because really, we only have a kit, but.
You know, so Bane dropped this week.
Yes.
I think a lot of people were really interested. I was shocked at the amount of people talking about Bane in the past 48 hours.
I can't remember what the number was. Ramius looked it up though, and there were a lot of people that unlocked Bane.
Okay.
I want to say he said it was like 13,000. Like it was very I gotta look it up because it seemed higher than what it usually is.
Yeah.
So, okay, sorry, that was super wrong of me. Total 7-star right now, in game. So obviously unlocked after conquest, 15,368.
That seems like a lot.
That's high.
Yeah.
It's usually not that high. So I don't know if that's because people just really wanted him, if people found this conquest easy. I personally found it easy.
Yeah.
So it was easier to red crate. I don't know what the deal is, but
Would this be also the first conquest, the first full conquest since Lightspeed bundles?
ooh. The Lightspeed bundles dropped in, I believe it was November. So technically, when they dropped, it was like a cycle of
Okay.
conquest was already going on. Like they
Okay.
dropped during a cycle,
Okay.
because it was either October or November.
But
And this,
that would have been the last of the previous cycle.
correct, yeah. So this is, you're right. This is the first full cycle,
Yeah.
first 3 month conquest cycle, since they have dropped.
I wonder if that had an impact on everything.
I would not be surprised at
Yeah.
all. Not like, especially the fact that there were First Order, like when
Yeah.
full First Order, like that's a big one, and you could get Kylo for $10. Like that's
Yep.
a big thing. Yeah, so that I could see being an impact.
Yeah. The big thing with Bane, I guess, has been interesting is I think it's a cool kit. To me, it seems very rigid. It feels like there is a very specific modding strategy they want, with all health and health primaries. He's designed to go with C under a C lead is and but there is this group of people that are convinced that there's a different way to mod him. There is a group of people that are trying to find any possible way in the world to not use him with C. And I just find that super interesting and it's not the typical people that I see. Yeah, yes, Bane is trying to find from our Discord is trying to find a way to use him out, any possible way that does not fit kind of like general consensus. That's what he does in general, though. There are a number of people that I think that tend to play, the chalk line, and they're trying to figure out different ways to use it. And I find that really, really interesting that like this is where people want to theorycraft. And it to me it just kind of like, no, you put them with C and you beat everybody. That's the way it works. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is what he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
He goes here.
What do you mean that I can't use him in on offense in territory battles with just C? Like, no, that's the game mode that works. Like that's the level of what people are looking like. What do you mean I can't underman this squad here? So, yeah, it's interesting.
I threw health mods on him and I was like, I guess this is what he wants. And then I just kind of left it. I was like, all right, cool. We'll see how you work this week in GAC.
Have you used him at all?
I was going to use him in Squad Arena yesterday. And then I forgot because I forget everything now.
Yeah.
I would like to say that my mom brain has gone, my pregnancy brain evolved into mom brain,
Yeah.
and I would like to
Yeah.
say that that eventually went away. And then I put my sugar container in the fridge, so that did not happen.
Yeah. No, I all the feels there. I tried running him today in a Rise of the under like a full Sith team. I'm not sure the full Sith team is ever gonna work for him.
Okay, like having him be the leader.
Yeah. Yeah. He is more detrimental to the rest of his team than like General Grievous on a good day or a C lead. In some of those events as well. So I don't know where he fits in that case.
That's, I mean, the only other thing that I was hearing, people were running him with Talon and like just those two people in Squad Arena. That's the other thing I was hearing. And they were wrecking GLs.
Because he doesn't die, or because he's you can't kill him until she's gone.
Yeah, I guess so. I wanted to try it and then I put my sugar container
Yeah.
in the fridge.
I tried something with him yesterday and it was starting to line up that I think I put him as the lead, but I put C on the team. And
Okay, yeah.
it was before I had finished modding, which is a story in and of itself. But quick aside, my contacts are old and I'm waiting for the new shipment to get in, so things are kind of blurry, so I'm reading like every third word. I spent 7 or 8 hours trying to run a Hot Utils remod
Oh no.
and nothing was working. And it was because I was reading the wrong checkbox. So
Oh
I did not
no.
have, and as soon as I did it, I like finished in 20 minutes. So yeah, I was frustrated beyond, but it almost got to the point that he and C were the last two alive, and then going into the next encounter, which I think would have kicked off the rule of two.
Ooh, I think that would have too, because it would have been an encounter.
So, and I was like, oh, I really want to see this, and then C died. So,
Oh. Damn it, C. You couldn't have hung around for a little bit longer.
So we're gonna get like Paper Sith is gonna be the new pieces you put all five in under
Yeah.
his lead, and then C comes in, and it's rule of two, and it goes from there. So yeah.
How paper can they be when you have to have a relic minimum? Like, just take your mods off.
Fair enough.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay, so I feel like that's a good big topic. There's
We
lots.
just got a kit. We don't there's not a We're gonna get some game mode changes. That's when we'll get into some of the big topics coming.
Do you have a negative? Do you have a Bantha in the room?
Outside of the fact that I can't see and I spent 7 hours hitting remod over and over and over again, like why are all of these failing? Like it was, I kept the checkbox I was hitting was force desired requirements, but do not reorder, which means it just fails. It will
It just
fail.
fails, yeah.
But it was taking like an hour and a half to get to the point. I'm like, yeah, we could have fixed this problem. You wouldn't let us fix this problem. And as soon as I changed that, I'm like, oh, it now works. So,
It's like, thanks for being so stubborn. Oh man. I don't know if I really have a negative. I was gonna say like the bug fixes, but it's not even like negative. I just find it funny. I'm just waiting now. I really want the Amidala kit. I really want to know about the other Gungans and the other, Amidala sidekicks.
I hope we get the sidekicks, or we at least get the names of the sidekicks when they release her.
I would like to think we will. I don't see them. I mean, the thing is, we technically probably don't need to have those marquee events till closer to her unlock. So we have time.
I'm a little concerned when in the road ahead last week, they're like, we have a couple of other characters that are coming, and it was really vague and almost like, but we're not sure who it's going to be.
Oh no.
We think we've got a kit. We just haven't decided whose name is going to be attached to a kit.
Yeah, we haven't finished designing the character yet.
Putting the eye patch on Captain Fancy Pants is been really difficult, so it might have to be Jimmy Smits.
We're currently working on Anakin, or not Anakin, Kenobi's Padawan braid.
But we
Oh
want
man.
to see all of the hairs at the end of it. Like that's the Oh wait. Can someone explain to me the Padawan braid?
Don't get it.
That's hazing, right? Like it's got to be hazing.
The last time I braided my hair, I didn't even braid it. My best friend did it for me because I can't braid hair. I was in labor and I just needed it gone. I was like, just take care of this for me. And I have not braided my hair. I don't even know since before that.
I mean, it's like, all right, at the Jedi Temple, we're gonna run a Flowbee over your head, but we're gonna leave this one weird long part, and we're gonna turn that into a braid, and you have to wear it.
I don't get it.
I think it was just a hazing ritual that they're just like, I can't believe this is still going on, and then it turned into like, well, I had to do it, so now you have to do
That's 100% what it is. Like, you could just wear like a pin or something that says you're a Padawan. You don't need the braid.
Gonna braid my rat tail later.
On that happy note, let's go to I Love You, I Know. We haven't been very negative, but let's talk about what we are enjoying lately. So I'll let you. Do you want to go? Do you want me to go first, or do you
You can go
want?
first.
Okay, I actually, and I'm gonna be the first to say I was very skeptical about this marquee style. I did not want to have to play it every day. I still don't want to have to play it every day. Let me be clear. But I like it. The reason why I don't want to play it every day is because I'm actually scared that I will forget to play it every day and then I will lose out on shards. I like it though. So I, for what it's worth, I bought two gamble packs of Boss
Yeah.
Nass. So they were $12.99. So look, call it 2,600 crystals,
Yeah.
which both pulled seven shards. So I had got 14 shards,
Yeah.
which bumped him over. It was high because you end the marquee now after tier one and tier two, you end at 20 out of 30 shards. So you only need 10 shards to make him 4 stars.
Okay.
Which unlocks tier three.
That's my problem.
That's your problem?
Yes.
Okay.
Keep going
For
and I'll,
your brain? Okay, got it. Which unlocks tier three, which is where you start getting the shards every single day when you come back to play it. So I pulled the 14 shards, got him to 4 star, did the tier three. I did this on the first day because I think that makes the most sense. Got the 5 shards, and then you go back every single day. So I ended up finishing the marquee event at 49 out of 65 shards. Call it 44 because we got 5 freebies from the web store, and I don't know if they're going to do that again. That is a huge jump, like to start the grind on these marquee characters just for pulling 2 lottery packs. Yeah, so I quite enjoy that in terms of getting ahead. I actually enjoy it so much that I haven't bought a marquee pack for a character on their launch date in I don't even know how long. And I'm seriously considering doing it for the last 2 Gungans so that I can kind of get as far as possible, without like, crazy going crazy on them and having like a good crystal stash so I can get ahead once they go into shipments and try to get Jar Jar right away.
So there are two things that I don't like about it.
Okay.
The first is, show me the rewards so I know what the next step looks like, so I can make a decision where it's at. Like, and Ramius, posted some of those details, but I'm going through someone's screenshots and I'm trying to interpret what I see, but I want to know what the next step is going to be, and so I can make a determination whether I'm going after it or not.
Right.
The
Okay.
other, I hate the fact that there are 7 tiers to the event,
Yes.
but the event tier is one number higher than the star that you need to be to take the next step forward. So
Oh.
let me give you an example. I, not understanding it, so typically I will gamble pack up to relic 5 so I can get the Omicrons when a character is released.
To 5 stars.
The 5 to 5 stars. I went to tier 5. No. Yep, I unlocked tier 5 on that event, and there were no Omicrons there.
Oh,
And
because they were
because he was 4 star.
right.
Because I'm not one to typically like go in and start ranting and raving about how this is stupid, and I did. And it was one of those cases when I got like I was just y screaming into Discord about this, and I thought this was so stupid, and they were taking things away. And then it occurred to me, and I'm like, and I might be wrong with what I'm saying, with what I'm saying. So I to me, that's where I've struggled with this is like I look at the tier and I want the tier to match the star that I'm.
Yeah,
So like
that
someone kept
makes
saying like
sense.
yeah someone kept saying like there's another set of character shards at six at tier six, and I'm like but no I don't it I kept thinking I was in the wrong place. So I am I've seen my so one I like the event. The other piece is everyone who's talked about the math behind it and what makes sense is looking at it from the context of, and this is 100% fair. I don't disagree with this, but they're looking at it in the context of how can I get a little bit of a leg ahead for the least amount of spend,
Right.
which is again, that's great. I want to know, is this cheaper for me to 7-star a character before it goes to shipments?
Right.
And I haven't been able to figure that out, so I'm going to do that this week.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I say this having not done the math. I think it is solely because you will be getting character shards every single day. So
Yes.
I think the sweet spot is figuring out how far do you need to go with gamble packs on day one
Yes.
to get to 7 stars, if that's your goal, or to get to 6 stars, or whatever the case may be. Because I'm looking at it from a perspective of I was at 20 out of 30
Okay.
shards, and I spent 2,600 crystals, and that got me an extra 59, call it 54 character
It's pretty
shards,
good. Yeah.
which when you look at it from that perspective, you spend 1,280 crystals to get 16 shards in shipments. So definitely it's a better deal that way, just to buy the 2 gamble packs and get ahead in terms of how many crystals you're getting.
So the way the math typically works out is if you average, the most common shard that you're going to get is about a seven is 7 shards, and that's where like the number of it's $300 to 7-star characters. Basically, it's an average of 7 for that, for the number of crystals that's where it's going to take you. I want to see what that looks like if I can shrink that number down. Can I get that closer to it? Yeah, this is where I make stupid statements, and then people end up have they're you know it, I'm going to say something that's going to be judged. So if I can get that number down to $200 for a character, I would have no problem with that with another character moving forward. Like 300 to me, that's like a that's a bridge too far. That 200 number to me, that's a really that's something I can justify in my head.
I honestly, and I think that anything that brings it down
Is
makes
a positive,
sense.
yeah.
And because like you're saying, like if you're going the average of 7, whatever, you might get lucky and on your gamble pack you pull 10, and then you
Yep.
only have to do 1 gamble pack, right? Or whatever the case may be for for how your math figures out for what you're aiming for. I ju was just very surprised that I did end up liking
Yeah.
it. It's just a matter of having to remember to do it every, and it's not hard. Like I just go in and I hit auto, it's fine, but I just don't want to forget. And because I know that the day that I forget and I don't get those shards, I'm going to be pissed.
Because for the event, I believe so it opens at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon for me. And the event is actually open for seven days and 12 hours.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
So I the way that it works out is I think you actually get 8 days worth of shards. Again, depending on where you and it's all going to come down to is where you get to on that last or on that first day. So if you get to the point that you're pulling 15 shards a day over 8 days, that's what, 30, 60, that's 120 shards right there. Now, so what's the cost to get you those 120 shards? Because that's a third of a character right there.
So how far do you have to
Yeah.
go? You have to take them obviously to 6
Yeah.
star, just shy 6 stars.
Yep.
But yeah, that's yeah.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
I want to run this. We'll call this spender math this week, and as soon as I say this, I'm sure someone will be like, "Oh, I built a spreadsheet, and here's all the math behind it." I'm like, "Great, that's fine," but it's a I like that they're accelerating it for people, and I think that if again, I think that if they can start taking $20 for the crystals out of people,
I don't think that's a bad thing.
I think that's fair.
And like at the end of the day, if you're going to be buying the shards and shipments anyway before the character goes farmable, it's a better deal to just buy the gamble pack and get more shards before they actually go to shipments. So, yay.
Yes.
Okay, so that being said, shall we go to Discord Corner?
Let's go to Discord Corner.
So we have let me just check real quick to make sure there was nothing else thrown into Discord, but I don't think there was. There was not. 2 questions. Like one and a half, kind of like one. Let's see. Mulpokey asks specifically for you, what degenerate behavior of mine most offends your honor, Judge Pika?
So, I love this question.
I'm super curious about this.
I love it for different reasons.
Okay.
Okay. Mole Pokey is insanely sharp. He is a smart guy. All right.
Yes.
And I wouldn't have caught it if it was in Discord. I caught it here. When you paste it into the document, it's like, huh, he spelled behavior wrong. And that's not like him. No. He added the extra IOU because of the English Canadian spelling that I hate about everything about you Canadians.
Mulpokey's Canadian.
I know, but it was like this thing. It's just like, I'm like, oh, you smart SOB. Like he did that on purpose. Like he always does things for a purpose. And I saw that and I'm like, man, he is a smart, witty guy. Yeah. So I'll be I don't yes, the spelling thing bothers me. I don't even know of this, but you'll probably tell me that you eat like those weird ketchup loaded potato chips in Canada, which again I just find to be disgusting.
I hate ketchup chips.
Okay, good.
I can't do it. All dressed, though. All
That
dressed.
those are the
Yeah.
ones. Yeah, those are no, those are
Oh,
disgusting.
those are
I'm
the
sorry.
best.
I'm
Those are
sorry.
so
No,
good.
yeah. You know what? That is an America's hat thing. Like that is a degenerate Canadian concept of that. My wife's friend from the Toronto area sent us a big box of all dressed chips, and I'm just like, throw those in the trash. We do not
Oh,
need those.
does your wife like them?
No, it was for my son because again, he's at that you know, eventually little man will get to the age where it's just like, I just eat like weird food because I saw it on TikTok or whatever TikTok will be in the next 12 or 13 years from that side. So
He put his toast in his berry bowl today, and it just became this hodgepodge mixture. So
yes,
yeah, I can see the
yeah.
light.
I don't. I do. You are a wonderful human being that does not have any degenerate qualities. You could probably do to swear more in public. I've heard you swear privately, but probably could do a little bit more to swear in public because I just think that people need to do more of that. So,
Oh,
but that's about it.
I will tell you, I don't do it so much anymore because I don't really go anywhere. I used to go a lot of places. But there was a time, I remember this, where I've tried to tone down my swearing because my in-laws are very
Yeah.
prim and proper, and I made it a long time without swearing in front of them, believe it or not. But I do have a mouth like a trucker. And I was at the grocery store with my best friend. Have no idea what we were looking at. We were talking about something, and there's this mother and her son in the aisle, like 10 feet from us. And he has to be like 3 or 4, old enough to talk, old enough to like parrot you. And I definitely was like, talking about something, dropped the F-bomb in the middle of my sentence. Had no idea that I was swearing because, again, when you swear like a trucker, you don't even
Yeah.
realize that you're swearing when you swear. And my best friend just looked at me and she was like, "Sarah," almost, and I had no idea. And I was like, "What?" And she's like, "You just like were so unbelievably rude and swearing, and there's a child right there." And I was just like, "I don't even know what I said."
Yeah.
Could not tell you. So yeah. I should
So
pick that up more.
I also love this question because I watch you and Zara together, and I think you massively get under his skin much more than you get under mine, which
Oh.
again is different. Frankly, I think you egg him on in that case.
I 100% egg him on. It is the best game to play.
I would also like to point out to all of the listeners how wonderful you are from the standpoint of every week we get on the show and you ask me how I'm doing, and I purposely try to say something to get a reaction out of you. You have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth at that part. I spend more time planning for that than I do anything else that we do on this show. I was literally tonight at my son's track meet the coach event that I have been to like 5 times in the past 2 years for this thing. Is that I'm sitting there and I'm like, what about this? And I'm like, yeah, but it needs to be tied to Star Wars. I'm like, Oh, that gonky thing might work. Like, and it's just like I will just sit there and just start like I have workshop ideas with my wife. Like, what about this? She's like, I don't know anything about what you're talking about, and can you please keep me out of your stupid podcast? I don't want to be there. So, but you are there are times like I start going down that path and look on your face, just like I don't know where this is going.
I
What?
don't.
Yes. So,
I'm just along for the ride.
dude. Again, an amazing champ on that side. So,
Ah,
yeah.
thanks. Oh man, that was a good question.
Good. It was very good. It was awesome.
I was super curious what you were gonna say.
I literally saw it 5 minutes before we started the show. I'm like, great. So now I got to figure this out. Again, it's I got to figure this out while we're on air. So.
And then Lamplighter was asking, when is Jedi Cal returning? I'm probably when Dathomir like freezes over or something. I don't know.
Who is Jedi Cal? Is he in the game?
I think
Is
he
he a
goes by
character?
I think he goes by Ian Gallagher
Oh,
now.
okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's left the game and
just doing something else at this
he's like,
point.
see ya.
Yeah. I actually saw a really cool picture of him this week, and he was being hugged by the woman who played Morgan Elsbeth on
Okay, yep.
Ahsoka. And it was her picture on Instagram, and she was posting about how he's such, he's such a phenomenally nice person, and it's like all my kids do is play Fallen Order, and they love it, and they're so jealous of this. And I thought that that was super cool. That again, and not that I think she's a superstar by any means whatsoever, but I think it's super interesting when famous people see other famous people, and they're like, oh
Yeah.
no, this is awesome that I'm running into you. So that was kind of fun, but.
Yeah. I was like, I think Mark Hamill posted a photo of him with Natalie Portman and talked about how he finally got to meet his mom. And I was like, this is so cute. Oh, man.
Speaking of Mark Hamill, I saw a picture of Mark, and I think it was his first wife on the hood of a Corvette in like, 81 or 82. And I'm looking at it going, I'm like, is that the Corvette he rolled?
Oh.
Because if I remember this correctly, and I could be confusing with any number of 80s hair metal artists, I think that that's where the scarring on his face is. He got into a really bad car accident driving. I thought it was a Corvette.
Didn't know
And I
that.
was looking at that and I'm like, oh, I wonder. Now, I may have also just created this entire story in my head, which is really cool. So no one fact check this. Just take it for fact. All right.
That is not what they teach you in journalism school, just
Yeah.
gonna
But
say.
you know what they do in the American journalism schools?
Don't fact check.
Just come down to Syracuse, all right?
Oh man. I remember, side note, it be first year of journalism school, and it was terrifying because if you so like not even exaggerating, if you spelled somebody's name wrong, you instantly failed your assignment.
Are you kidding?
I'm dead serious. You failed. If you like, if I spelled your name with an I instead of a Y, fail.
So what's funny about that? Do you know what Miro is?
No, I feel like I
So
should.
Miro is this web app that allows you to, like, you and I could collaborate on something. Like, we could put post-it notes up for brainstorming. We use it a lot for projects. And
Okay.
we're putting together some training right now. And I was on the calls, we're planning for it, and it opens up, and I've got my names assigned to these tasks, and I'm in the agenda, and they spelled my name wrong 7 times on this thing.
Like
So,
seven different times.
yeah, like they put Brian 7 times on this. And what's great is that when it's open, if you're making changes, it updates in real time for me. So
Yep.
the host of the call has this open, we're talking through it, and all you see is me just going through I delete Y, I delete Y. And finally, it's like, well, that's about the most passive aggressive way I've ever had anyone tell me that I spelled your name wrong. Yeah, now you'll never do it again.
Yeah. Instant fail. So yeah, fact check.
Yeah, awesome.
We haven't had a fleet thing, have
I
we?
don't think
No.
we, no, we did 2 weeks ago. We had just had one, so not yet.
All right. I'm still trying to decide if I want to save my crystals for the Gungans or if I want to, just finish Leviathan. I have enough. I could do it.
Oh,
But do
finish
I want to?
Leviathan.
Like, I feel like it's funnier that I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I do. I think it is as well. So,
Checking.
yeah. Yeah, you know what? I'll get to it when I get to it.
Right? It'll be done, and I think I have like eight more events to go, and it'll be done.
I could waste these crystals taking cup to R9 or get Leviathan to 7-star. Cup to R9. Like that's gonna be the
That's
next
what
year
you're
of your life.
hearing.
Yeah.
Okay, so last but not least, let's head to Uncle
Yes.
Owen's Moisture Farm to talk about who and what we are currently farming in game, because everyone knows work comes before going to Tashi Station to pick up power converters. Pico.
I am working on separatists right now. So I'm trying to get into to Relic 8, mainly because it's a small faction, and I think the droids are going to be pretty useful in the raid. At least I'm hoping.
I think they will too.
I'm not going to chase the Galactic Republic Jedi.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna kind of. I think what I would do is probably, I mean, this isn't obviously a plan
Yeah.
for you, but for other people, I would just, and myself included, take them to gear 12.
Yes.
Because
Yeah.
then, and then you can just go from there.
So someone said to me, I think it was Bane, we were talking about what dumb things we should do with mods next, and we got on the topic of Galactic Republic Jedi, and he actually put it a great way. He's like, yeah, he's like, take up the Qui-Gon Jinn team, because that's one that if you put, at least if you're putting relics into or kind of
Yeah.
bring them up, it's usable at that point, but it's not the ones you're not are going to be, are sure they're going to go to places. And let's be honest, if a Jedi is going to get roped in, it's going to be Qui-Gon is part of that raid because, you know, he was there.
Yeah, that's a
So,
great point.
yeah.
Great point.
And again, that having that team better with backing Qui-Gon Jinn and Jedi, I mean, a lot of people actually have Jedi Anakin up already because of just from that ship meta for a long time. So, but I will probably sit on the Galactic Republic Jedi until they tell me they're worth anything.
That's fair. Plus,
Yeah.
like, I mean, when you think about it too, we're gonna have five Gungans you need
Yep.
to level up. You're gonna have Amidala, her two sidekicks. Stop is probably gonna be there as well.
Yep.
So that's already, I lost track of how many characters it is. Nine, eight,
So
nine.
if we're expecting to use five characters on the team,
Okay.
we had five attempts on the last raid,
Yeah.
which is 25 characters.
Right.
We're at 8 times 3. Right, so that's what, 24? Did I do that math right?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, 24. So that 24 to 25 number is right about where we need to be around
That's a
the.
good point.
So,
That's
yeah,
good.
you know, there are you almost hit that number with all the separatists, which again, I don't think all the separatists are going to be needed from that side, but yeah, we'll see where it lands.
Yeah. So I have been chasing Bo.
Okay.
No surprise. I need one, literally one Kelleran Beck shard. I stopped refreshing him like 2 days ago because I was in like the less than 10 shards needed. And I was like, I don't need to refresh. Like, let's just sit on, don't do it. So I need one. So he is currently at 184 out of 85 because we all know I don't hit the upgrade button. That's probably a degenerate behavior that drives me
You
nuts.
know what? You just should not have reminded me of that one.
But I do have all of the gear waiting for him. I have all the signal data waiting. So I will be ready for Bo. I have all of her gear waiting so I can take her straight to gear 13 and then hopefully I can replenish my signal data a little bit this week before her event comes so I can give her some relic levels because I do have her Datacron. So if I can get her to relic 5, at least I can use her Datacron in GAC next week, which will be fantastic. And then like I just don't know after that. Like, do I just exist?
So this is the weird place. So this is 2023 versus 2024.
Yeah.
You're caught up.
I know. It's a weird, and I'm like, I have crystals. I have a stash of crystals. So it's like, do I just keep that there, ignore Leviathan, put my blinders on, and like get these Gungans?
Yep.
Because I really want Jar Jar right away.
So what's going to be funny is you'll probably see that what it's amazing, like when you need to spend relic material, how quickly it drains away. But when you don't, it seems that it piles up really, really fast.
I want that to be a thing because so like today I went into the store actually, and I into the raid store and I was like, oh, I haven't spent my Mark III raid stuff. This is weird because I blew
Yeah.
through everything else, which is standard. And then I was like, oh, because I don't need it
Yeah.
yet. So now I'm like, well, I'm just gonna blow it because I need
Yep.
to stash, bring my stash back up. So, that is probably what's gonna be happening for the next few weeks.
So, where are you on Rise of the Empire's special missions?
I can do the Inquisitor one.
Okay.
I need to bring young Han up. I brought
Okay.
Kira up. Young Han was next, and I was gonna do it this week because I was like, oh, I have the relic material, I can do it, and then I could do the mission. And then I realized if I did that, it would probably jeopardize Beck,
Yeah.
and I didn't want to do that.
Okay.
So I was like, I'll just wait until I for sure have Beck done, and then I'll go do young Han. That way I can do that one. And then after him, I think I need to do L3 up a level to do
Okay.
her mission, which means also I would have to do Kira as well.
Yep.
And then just like the other pieces, but the
What?
other teams, I would need to bring up a lot of characters to
So
relic.
Saw would need a lot of work.
Saw's gear 12.
Okay.
But like I could do that.
Well, and that's a so Saw Rex, which you probably have up
Yeah,
already.
Rex is up.
How's your Kyle Katarn?
He is relic 5, relic 7, relic 5,
Okay.
somewhere around there. I can't remember if he's 5 or 7.
I think people go back and forth whether it's Baze or Kara as the tank. Who's the fifth?
Saw Kyle.
Oh, Drogon.
Oh yeah, and he's up. He's 8.
So yeah, you might be a lot closer towards like that Saw mission. I think the Saw mission is now that Drogon's in the game, I think the Saw mission is significantly easier than getting Night Sisters up because
Yeah, Night
they
Sis.
need you need a ton behind them to make that work.
And my Night Sisters, the only relict characters are Dokka, Asajj,
Okay.
and Talzin. And
Okay.
they're like low relics, like they're like
Yeah.
relic 3. So yeah, they need some. They would need a lot
Okay.
of work, which I mean, I like Night Sisters, they're fun, but also I almost feel guilty working on Night Sisters in a way, which is it only because they can do stuff at such like at lower
Yeah.
gear and relic levels. Like I did the GC today, the top tier one, and I had no pro like I did it on auto. I had no problem.
Well, the problem there is that's a lot of resources to drop into five characters for that. And like going after those special missions, if it's a relic level here or there to make it happen, that's not that bad. If it's taking every, if it's 30 or 40 some odd relic levels spread across the team. Yeah, that becomes a little difficult to kind of get done from that
Yeah.
side. So
My other thought now is that we're in March, so I'm officially in Horde, not Horde,
yep.
but like start thinking about next raid. And I really want to have enough relic material so that I can take the characters that we
Yep.
need up to get to that score that we need to get to whatever box we're going to aim for, whether it's max again or the one before. So I really want to focus on making sure I have enough for that. But I think that's doable.
It is. So like I think that right now I think we can get so if you just look at arrow magnifiers, they're not the most expensive, but I think we can pick up 40 arrow magnifiers a week for raids. That would be so in a month, that would give you what 40, 80, 160. So that would be enough for eight characters to go from seven to eight.
Yeah, that's actually really
Yeah. And so then it's just kind of building up the, you need, because I took or for Bane I was looking at this week. You need 30 impulse detectors and 20 arrow magnifiers to take a character from 0 to 8. Everything else is not that as everything else is a little more. I know the lower end relic materials, a little bit of it is still a little bit of a challenge, but the 5 and 6 stuff, so the donuts and the Zimbiddles, those aren't that bad to come across. So you put a couple hundred of those away of each, and you're pretty close to kind of getting something. I mean, what, 300 impulse detectors gets you 10 characters up the to level 8. I just have a hard time holding on to anything
I know,
for
I
that
know. And like
long.
I just wanna like hit the buttons on everything, but I think I can safely like stash a little bit away and also work on the new characters coming out on the Gungans and stuff. So I think that will be doable. I've been using the Suga events gear tracker, like the Bible. So
The big question will be, Gungans are R5 to unlock, but can you do it at R5 without having to lose your mind?
Because even like Inquisitors, when I went after Grand Inquisitor, I just had them all at R7 because I needed them at R7 for the Riva mission, which made it way easier. So, and then also with Gungans, like, okay, yeah, you're gonna do it at R5, but if Jar Jar is like the thing for the raid, are you just gonna take them all to R7 or R8?
So do you just take start working on them, get them up to R7 and R8 right now while you're working on it? Like I just don't see a scenario. So let's say we need 25 characters. I don't see a scenario where they are not five of
Fair.
them at R7 minimum, likely R8.
Yeah, that's a good point. In which case, do you just do it and then the event's easy for you and no stress?
I'm willing to bet one of the next two Gungan characters will have it'll be the scout. There is an Omicron. We will give it to you when we get closer to the raid, and they will be the raid Omicron character.
That's actually a really good point. Not the Omicron specifically, but like taking them up higher to have an ease of the event, but then also we know they're going to be in the raid anyway, so you're not really hoarding for the raid. It's like it's a two for one, right? So that makes it more fun. So yeah, that's it. I'm going to get that one Beck shard hopefully in 40 minutes, and
Well, this can start the new tinfoil hat. Is that, it's nope, you can only get the last shards on a refresh opportunity, not off of accumulated, because you won't get it over the next 2 days. You'll somehow get a random spin and it just won't work out, but you're gonna hit refresh for 50 because you get frustrated and it's gonna be the first one that you get, and like that's the new chaos.
I'm gonna be so mad if I don't get the shard.
And I just put that out in the world, and I'm sorry. I should not have done that.
I will message if I don't get the shard, you're getting a message from me.
Well, and now you know how to get a hold of me at any times, because I need a reminder at a very specific time tomorrow.
It'll be fine.
A-hole, I still don't have that shard, and make sure that you platoon your characters.
He's still gear 11, damn it. Okay, is there anything else?
I think that's it.
So we're gonna get kit next week, but we're not recording.
In 2 weeks,
In 2 weeks.
I will be at spring training in Florida
Oh
with the
God.
family. So,
So we gotta figure that out.
we'll have to figure that out.
So H&N will be, we're gonna drink the CG Chaos Kool-Aid.
CG Chaos Kool-Aid. We could put together a half-ass attempt at like who wants to host HNN with you and do a contest, and then decide no, the winner didn't work out, so we're just not going to do it, and then just never talk to them again. Or no, we'll figure it. We might be a little bit delayed on that, just based off of spring break travel schedules and stuff like that. So
Yeah. It'll work out. So I guess that's it.
that's it.
I'll let you do the honors.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us this week. That ought to do it. And until next time, Chewie, we're home.